Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Romans chapter 15, verse 14 through 17, and the Reverend Michael Schumann is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Romans chapter 15. I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. But on some points I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder, because of the grace given to me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to be proud of my work for God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So it's no small thing what Paul says here at the start of our reading. I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. Coming from St. Paul himself, this is high praise. You could say that Paul has a very high standard as to the theological, spiritual, let's say Christian competence of his hearers, and the Roman Christians have cleared that high bar. Every pastor hopes to be able to say this to his own little group of Christians whom he's been given charge over. You are filled with all knowledge and goodness and are able to be watching over one another to warn and instruct. And I dare say it's probably what every Christian wants to hear from his or her pastor too. Paul is encouraging the Roman Christians to continue living out their lives in the good orderedness, in the confidence, the hope, the love, and the true communion that comes with being mature in Christ together. The Roman Christians are a city set on a hill, a light in the midst of the darkness of those around them who are, to borrow words from Paul earlier, filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice, envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They're gossips and slanderers and haters of God and insolent and haughty and boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Quite a list. Keep these things far from us, Heavenly Father. The Roman Christians are no longer filled with these things, but instead are filled with the Holy Spirit, with goodness, with knowledge, and above all, with the imputed righteousness of Christ through faith. Like I said, high praise. And it's a high bar, one that cannot be attained via any other way than by faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, to borrow another phrase from Paul, these things were written down for our instruction. It's to this high bar that you and I likewise are called. God desires us to be full of goodness, knowledge, the ability to admonish, to encourage, to instruct. We are called to be set apart amidst a world gone mad in its rage and in its lusts and in its idolatries. Now, nevertheless, every Christian, both then in Rome and here now, though we stand, we ought to take heed lest we fall. God, in his mercy, has given, through Paul, given to us, to all Christians, 16 chapters of reminder as to sin and grace. That's why Paul has written to do what any Christian ought to do, that is, to be a constant reminder to the brothers and sisters of God's good order, a reminder of God's good will, of his mercy and love for us in Christ. That's why your pastor preaches to you the full counsel of God over and over. That's why Martin Luther can exhort us to a lifelong meditation on even the fundamental teachings of the Scriptures. It's because there are no perfect Christians and no perfect congregations, no perfect pastors, not even then and there in Rome. Every one of us, throughout time, no matter how mature, how strong, no matter how firmly our feet are planted on the solid rock of Christ, we need God's gospel, the forgiveness of sins, preached into our ears and minds and hearts again and again. For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Christ has died and is risen, and he is a perfect sacrificial payment for the sin of the world, even yours. In Christ, we are dead to sin and alive to God. And this same gospel is going out into all the world so that all people, Jew and Gentile alike, might likewise be converted to faith in Christ and thus also be added to that acceptable offering, sanctified by the Holy Spirit, even us. So we give thanks to God for his work through his servant Paul in bringing so many into the light of salvation in Christ. We have all these Roman brothers, Paul writes to, all these Roman brothers and sisters in Christ to meet in eternity. And we pray that our Lord would likewise fill us up with his goodness, fill us up with a vibrant love of Christ, that we would be kept steadfast in Christ's church, and that many more would be added to our number. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.